afternoon, everyone. I'm Victoria Bernal from Pebble Hills High School, and I am your host for today. Today, I bring to you a very important topic known as immigration. Opposing question we have for today is, why are the United States not allowing immigrants into the U.S.? As you know, our current president at the moment, Donald Trump, plans to build a wall between the United States and Mexico because he does not want any immigrants into the U.S. I hope you all have been watching the news and know that recently there has been a number of immigrants from Honduras trying to come into the U.S. At the moment, I am a current resident of El Paso, Texas, a border city, right at the edge of the United States and right at the edge of the border of Mexico. Having lived here most of my life, I can tell you from firsthand experience that most of the people I have met from Mexico who moved here to the United States have come to better their lives, which is the main reason why people are fleeing Honduras to come here. Now, before I continue, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit of history from our own country and from Honduras. It all started in 1849, where the U.S. had a war against Mexico known as the Mexican-American War. We won and gained the territories now known as California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Texas. During this time after the war has finished, the United States allowed most of the Mexicans to either stay or to move to Mexico. Most of the Mexicans decided to stay and stayed in their territory. We fast forward to the 1930s, where the Great Depression is happening. During this time, there is tons of inflation, lack of jobs, and people suffering in poverty. At this point in time, immigration rules started to deport people, mostly Mexicans, since they were right there close to us. And the only reason they did this was because of lack of work and because our economy wasn't the greatest at the moment. Fast forward to now, where we have Donald Trump kicking out our immigrants. Mostly the Mexicans or Latinos. And the reason he is doing this is because of our economy being stable, as well as the recent criminal activity known to be happening for the past 8 to 10 years in Mexico and Central American countries. Now we go to Honduras. Honduras is a large Central American country located just underneath Mexico and is right next to Costa Rica. Honduras is a beautiful location with tons of greenery and breathtaking views. Now this makes you ask, why would anyone want to leave? It's like living in a paradise. Well, actually, it's quite the opposite. Many Honduras people are leaving their hometowns and moving up north to Mexico and trying to get into the U.S. to live a better life. These people want to be safe, have a home, have an education. They want to help themselves and their children. At the moment, Honduras' economy is not going so well. I bring to you an article by Thomas Ayuso, a man who started this project in 2015 to find out the reasons why these Honduras are leaving their beautiful homes. He met up with a gang member who was orphaned as a child after masked men abducted his mother. He asked the young man who was taking care of him, and he said no one. His grandmother, who lived there, spared food whenever she could, but other than that, he scavenged on the streets on his own until a gang took him in. He was known only by his gang name, Furia. This next story is of a 17-year-old boy named Moses. Thomas had met him in Honduras and decided to talk to this boy. They hiked up a trail in one of the hills in this beautiful country, and Thomas earned his trust enough for them to talk. Moses ended up telling Thomas why he decided to join the gang. From a very young age, his friends who had joined the gang at age 10 tried to persuade him. It was never his first choice. He always said he would never join the gang. His parents had always told him to leave, to flee the country, to go abroad, to live a better life. Moses decided not to go, and he joined a gang, thinking that this was his best way, because he found out he was going to be a father from his 16-year-old girlfriend. These are just some of the struggles that these Honduras are going through at the moment in their country. These are the main reasons that they are fleeing this country and trying to come to the U.S. for a better life. It is so sad to see this happening to them, and I personally wish I could help them. But since Donald Trump decides to create a wall and not allow any immigrants in, it is not something that I can control, or any of us can control at the moment. But we can still help. Soon enough, we'll be old enough to vote. And when voting time comes again, I hope all of you vote for a new president and for someone who allows immigrants to come in and create that better life. But it's all up to you. Now that's all I have for today. And I hope this podcast helped to inform you about the struggles that are going on. And I hope you think of these immigrants who are struggling at the moment. And you wish them a good holiday. And wish them the best. And I hope that you all later on in life decide to either donate, vote, or maybe even pray for them if you're religious. Thank you and have a great evening.